Good afternoon. The trend heading into Friday evening across interior New York and New England will be for drier weather to move our way from west to east as a cold front slices through the region. Still the chance of a few showers, particularly in New England into the sunset hour, but everyone will dry out after that and the clouds will tend to break up. Temperatures are already dropping behind the front and will continue to slide through the 50s and in some cases even into the 40s through the evening hours. We'll continue to see the skies clear out overnight. The wind will die out as high pressure builds in, and with clear skies overnight, temperatures in most places will settle into the lower to middle 30s. And that's where we'll start the day on Saturday with a clear sky and lots of sunshine. Clouds will tend to increase during the course of the day, first the high thin clouds and then thicker clouds by late afternoon, although it will be dry for the day on Saturday, and highs will reach into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Another disturbance will head in our direction Saturday night and Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and the risk of a few showers through Sunday afternoon. High temperatures with this disturbance, however, will be milder again with readings in the upper 50s to around 60 for the second half of the weekend. In fact, as this disturbance tracks into southern Canada, even milder air will move in on Monday with showers likely and an increasing southwest breeze. Highs will be in the mid-60s. Behind this front, sharply cooler air will move in on Tuesday. We'll go back to dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds. A northwest breeze will keep it in the upper 40s and lower 50s once again. It'll remain cold through the middle of next week, but seasonably so. We'll have plenty of sunshine for both Wednesday and Thursday, with highs back down into the middle and upper 40s. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon in New York City, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and temperatures sliding back into the 60s. Boston, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, temperatures in the 60s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine, then clear tonight with temperatures back into the 40s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clearing skies tonight with lows around 30. Sunshine tomorrow morning, giving way to increasing clouds, staying dry with highs in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, skies will continue to clear out tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies through the morning on Saturday, followed by increasing clouds and highs in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clearing skies tonight, chilly, lows in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds during the day on Saturday, staying dry through the daylight hours with highs near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clear skies tonight and temperatures back into the lower and middle 30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds tomorrow with highs around 50 degrees. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds during the day tomorrow with highs in the lower 50s. Region-wide for Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, upper 50s to around 60. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild Monday, showers likely mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Tuesday, lower 50s. And mostly sunny but chilly Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the mid to upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.